You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Baby Lord, have mercy. Matt the Cat back on the scene with my record machine, with the flippity flip flop that just won't stop doing the do just for you, baby. And are you ready to get crazy? We have a solid hour of some of the craziest, some of the wildest music you will ever hear. And it's by the architect of rock and roll, Richard Wayne Penniman, better known to the world as Little Richard, whom we lost at the age of 87 on the 9th of May, 2020. This is part two of our two-part tribute to the originator. Last week in part one, we featured his earliest recordings from 1951 through 1955, which he waxed for the RCA Victor label and then Peacock Records before signing with Specialty Records in 1955. We ended last week's program with Tutti Frutti, his debut single for Specialty, which went to number two on the Rhythm and Blues chart in early 1956 and crossed over to an amazing number 17 pop. But baby, Little Richard might have just been a flash in the pan. It was his second single that would solidify that Little Richard and rock and roll were here to stay. And on this week's program, part two, we're going to hear every single Specialty single that Little Richard released in 1956 and 7. But before we get started, we got to set the scene. You see, Little Richard was born Richard Wayne Penniman on December 5th, 1932 in Macon, Georgia. He was raised on gospel music, singing in the choirs, and his first instrument was the saxophone and not the piano. After tensions with Richard's father boiled over in 1947, he was kicked out of the house and started traveling with a local minstrel show called Dr. Hudson's Medicine Show. Then by the early 1950s, he was performing at the Tick Tock Club. And soon he met the vocalist Billy Wright, who hooked him up with RCA Victor Records. And in 1951, that's when he cut his first single for RCA Victor. At the time, he was recording mostly blues shouter-influenced rhythm and blues. It wasn't too different from the other stuff coming out on other labels by other artists around the country. Richard wasn't really standing out. And then he met Eskew Reader, better known by his flamboyant performing persona, Escarita. Escarita inspired Little Richard to add a little more flair to his performance. He also inspired him to start playing piano on record. Little Richard's big breakthrough came in 1955, when superstar Lloyd Price advised him to send some demos to Art Roop, the owner of Specialty Records in Los Angeles. Now, even though Specialty was based in L.A., a lot of its recordings were coming out of Cosimo Matassa's J&M Studios in New Orleans. Roop liked what he heard and assigned him to producer Bumps Blackwell. On September 14, 1955, during his first session for Specialty Records, he cut the iconic Tutti Frutti, which started off as a dirty ditty that they rewrote with clean lyrics. That was to be the atomic bomb that announced that rock and roll was truly here, and that black music was going to cross over to the mainstream, and it was unstoppable. As I mentioned before, Tutti Frutti, released in late November of 1955, crossed over to number 17 on the pop charts. That was really good. But what was disturbing about the crossover is that Pat Boone picked up the song, covered it, and ended up scoring a massive hit with it. He really whitewashed the tune, and a lot of white kids bought it. So for Little Richard's next session, held on November 29th, 1955, they decided to write and record a song and sing it so fast that nobody like Pat Boone could possibly record it. That song was Long Tall Sally. The version recorded in late November of 55 was actually cut in Hollywood at Radio Recorders. They didn't feel the song had gotten it yet, so they kept rehearsing it
and on February 7th, 1956, at Cosimo Matassa's studio down in New Orleans, they cut Long Tall Sally again. Edgar Blanchard is on guitar with Frank Fields on bass. Lee Allen is playing the tenor sax, while Red Tyler is playing the Barry sax. Little Richard's on piano, and the great Earl Palmer is playing that frantic shuffle on the skins. Now, in this week's Juke in the Back, as well as playing all the single hit versions of these Little Richard tunes, occasionally I'm going to step it down and play some demos for you. I want to show you how a couple of these great Little Richard records evolved from demo to alternate take to the final take that was issued on the Specialty 45 and 78. So let's kick off this week's Juke in the Back with Little Richard's second single for Specialty Records. It was issued in March of 1956. We're going to kick it off with Long Tall Sally, the biggest hit of his career, and back it up with Slippin' and a Slidin', Peepin' and a Hidin'. But we're going to hear the demo version of Slippin' and a Slidin', followed up by some of the alternate takes, and finally into the version that ended up on 45s and 78s. So it's my pleasure to introduce the wild man of rock and roll, the late, great Little Richard Penniman and Long Tall Sally.
Gonna tell that Mary about Uncle John. He claim he has a misery, but he having a lot of fun. Oh, baby. Yes, baby. Woo, baby. Having me some fun tonight. Yeah. Well, Long Tall Sally, she's a bit of a species guy. Everything that Uncle John need, oh, baby. And he ducked back in the alley, oh, baby. Yes, baby. Ooh, baby. Having me some fun tonight. Yeah. Oh!
Thank you.
Slipping and a sliding, peeping and a hiding. Little Richard on the juke in the back. That record went up to number 2 on the rhythm and blues lists and crossed over to number 33 pop. The demo version that you heard at the very beginning of that song was cut in LA at the Specialty Records offices. The final version that made it to the flip side of Long Tall Sally was recorded at the same session as Long Tall Sally, held on February 7th, 1956. The single was issued in March, and by April 14th, it was number 1 on the R&B charts across the country, where it stayed for 8 solid weeks. And because Long Tall Sally crossed over to a whopping number 6 pop, this would be Little Richard's biggest hit and best-selling record. In fact, this was Specialty Records' best-selling record. Now, as I mentioned before, they recorded Long Tall Sally so fast that they thought that no white guy could possibly cover it. Well, Pat Boone did end up covering the tune, and so did Elvis, and so did everybody else pretty much. It is now a rock and roll classic and staple in the field. Little Richard's third single was Drawn on a session held on the 9th of May of 56 at J&M Recording Studios down in New Orleans. It features the same players on his last two singles. This one, Rip It Up, would also be covered by Elvis. But Little Richard's version hit number 1 on the rhythm and blues charts on August 4th, 1956, where it remained for 2 weeks. It crossed over to number 17 pop, as did its flip side, Ready Teddy. So here's the wild man of rock and roll, Little Richard, as we feature his frantic records from 55 to 57 with Rip It Up, backed with Ready Teddy on the juke in the back.
Well, it's Saturday night and I just got paid. Fool about my money, don't try to save. My heart say go, go, have a time, cause it's Saturday night and I'm feeling fine. I'm gonna rock it up. Tonight, got me a date and I won't be late. Pick her up in my 88. Shag gone down by the Union Hall. When the joints start jumping, I have a ball. I'm gonna rock it up. I'm gonna rip it up. I'm gonna shake it up. Gonna ball it up. I'm gonna rock it up and ball tonight. I'm gonna rip it up. I'm gonna shake it up. Gonna ball it up.
Up, Little Richard's third single for Specialty Records. Both songs are up-tempo, frantic rock and roll. And that's not how things were done back then. You didn't usually put two up-tempo songs on either side of a record. You like to match your up-tempo with a ballad. But not for Little Richard, man. He was breaking all the rules. It was pedal to the metal all the time. Ready Teddy rose to number 8 on the R&B lists and crossed over to number 44 pop. Of course, Elvis would record that in 56 as well. The flip side, Rip It Up, was another Little Richard smash. Topping out at number 1 for 2 weeks during August of 56 and crossing over to number 17. Now, Little Richard would end up scoring 3 number 1 records on the R&B lists. But the best he would do pop-wise was Long Tall Sally, which hit number 6 and kicked off the program this week. Up next, Little Richard's fourth single for Specialty Records. This song, Heebie Jeebies, was cut on the 30th of July of 56. The tune began its life as Heebie Jeebies Love, but soon morphed itself into just Heebie Jeebies. We're going to hear it from its demo all the way up to its final recorded version now, as we step it down a little bit here on the Juke in the Back to show you the evolution of a Little Richard classic. Specialty Records issued this single in October of 56, where it topped out at number 7. Here's the Wild Man of Rock and Roll with Heebie Jeebies.
Oh, woo! Boy, boy, boy.
All quiet.
It's me.
With a lot of force on that solo, a lot of power.
Fuck fun with the blow on it there.
Get the shirt off.
Okay, look. That was smell. I need more smell up.
We're good.
Okay, look at the first chorus, solo. First chorus, wow.
Bad luck, baby, put the jinx on me. I got the heebie-jeebies and yeah. Go over. Bad luck, baby, put the jinx on me. I got the heebie-jeebies and I can't get well. I got the heebie-jeebies and I do a got to tell. If I can't find my baby, then I know darn well I'm gonna ring your dough till I break your bill. I got the heebie-jeebies. I want the heebie-jeebies. The beat was missed 3 or 4 times, and when the beat was missed, it just... Bad luck, baby, put the jinx on me. I got the heebie-jeebies and I can't get well. I got the heebie-jeebies and the Jew got the tail. If I'm a baby, then I know darn well I'm gonna ring your door till I break your bell. You gotta jump back,
Heepa-jeepa, gonna get back, heepa-jeepa, gonna jump back, heepa-jeepa, gonna get back, heepa-jeepa, gonna jump back, heepa-jeepa, gonna bad luck, baby, put the janks on me, I got the heepa-jeepa, gonna love you so, I got the heepa-jeepa, why you have to go, if you don't want me, darling, just let me know, then I won't be a fool over you no more, you gotta jump back, heepa-jeepa, gonna get back, heepa-jeepa, gonna jump back, heepa-jeepa, gonna get back, heepa-jeepa, gonna jump back, heepa-jeepa, gonna bad luck, baby, put the drinks on me, I got the heepa-jeepa, and I feel so sad, I got the heepa-jeepa, why you make me mad, if you hope so, and let me in, then I won't say you put the drinks on me again, you gotta jump back, heepa-jeepa, gonna get back, heepa-jeepa, gonna duck back, heepa-jeepa, gonna get back, heepa-jeepa, gonna duck back, heepa-jeepa, gonna bad luck, baby, put the drinks on me, over you no more. You gotta jump back, heepa-jeepa, gotta jump back, heepa-jeepa, gotta get back, heepa-jeepa, gotta jump back, heepa-jeepa, gotta get back, heepa-jeepa, gonna bad luck, baby, put the drinks on me. I got heepa-jeepa, gonna feel so sad. I got heepa-jeepa, why you make me mad? If don't want my darling, just let me in, and I won't say you put the drinks on me again. You gotta jump back, heepa-jeepa, gotta jump back, heepa-jeepa, gotta get back. Heepa-jeepa, gonna jump back, heepa-jeepa, gonna jump back, heepa-jeepa, gonna bad luck, baby, put the janks on me.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, The Wolfman, and contributors Pamela Isabel, Derek Justman. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening on the Juke in the Back. Miss Math the Cat.
There's a sweet little girl that lives down the street. Some people think she's square, but I say she's sweet. You can see her every day scrolling up and down the way. Looking so pretty, and this is what I say. She's got it. Oh, baby, she's got it. Oh, baby, she's got it. I can't do without her. Baby, blue eyes, long black hair, pimple cheeks, and she's no square. She's got it. Oh, baby, she's got it. Oh, baby, she's got it. I can't do without her. Ruby lips, shapely hips. When she walks down the streets, all the cat flips. She's got it. Oh, baby, she's got it. Oh, baby, she's got it. I can't do without her. Love to sing, hot rod queen. She's real gone in everything. She's got it. Oh, baby, she's got it. Oh, baby, she's got it. I can't do without her. She's real gone in everything. She's got it. Oh, baby, she's got it. Oh, baby, she's got it. I can't do without her. When the music's hot, loves to bop, she dance to the jukebox pop. She's got it. Oh, baby, she's got it. Oh, baby, she's got it. I can't do without her.
Little Richard and his band setting the joint on fire with She's Got It. That was the flip side of his fourth single for Specialty Records, Heebie Jeebies. She's Got It went to number 9 on the charts, but it wasn't recorded in New Orleans. No, no. It was cut on September 6, 1956 at Master Recorders in Los Angeles. Nate Douglas is on guitar with Olsie Robinson on bass. Clifford Burks, Wilbert Smith, and Grady Gaines are all playing tenor saxes. Jewel Grant is on barry sax, and Charles Connor is on the tubs. For Little Richard's next single, it's a scorcher from a fantastic movie soundtrack. The 20th Century Fox film starring Jane Mansfield, The Girl Can't Help It. He did the theme song, and man, did he do it right. It's kind of interesting that She's Got It was cut in L.A., and yet The Girl Can't Help It, that was used in a Hollywood movie, was cut back in New Orleans. It was recorded on October 16, 1956, at Cosimo Matassa's J&M Recording Studios. It was issued at the very end of 56 and began climbing the charts in early 57. The Girl Can't Help It rose to number 7 on the R&B lists, and even with all the publicity surrounding the motion picture, it only climbed to number 49 on the pop chart. I think it's one of Little Richard's hottest burners. And here it is this week on the Juke in the Back as we feature the Frantic Specialty Records issued by Little Richard from 1955 through 57. Here's The Girl Can't Help It.
And roll queens, just a rockin' and a rollin' in the red and blue jeans. All around the world, rock and roll is here to stay. You can hear those jukebox jumpin' all night and all through the day. Ain't never no time for romance, they only wanna dance. The people are hollering to hit the floor, go cat go. All around the world, rock and roll is here to stay. You can hear those jukebox jumping all night and all through the day. They do the bop, the Texas hop, shim, sham, shimmy, and they never, never stop. All around the world, rock and roll is here to stay. You can hear those jukebox jumping all night and all through the day. Never no time for romance, they only wanna dance. The people are hollering to hit the floor. Go, cat, go. All around the world, rock and roll is here to stay. You can hear those jukebox jumping all night and all through the day.
Once again, two scorching up-tempo numbers back-to-back on one solid 45 or shellac 78. It's Little Richard with All Around the World. That hit number 13 R&B, and if you can believe it, it failed to chart pop. It was probably recorded on July 31st, 1956, down in New Orleans, with the same house band at J&M Recording Studios. Up next, one of Little Richard's career-defining records and his third and final number one. This has such a memorable intro that was kind of lifted from Rocket 88, whose intro was kind of lifted from Cadillac Boogie from Jimmy Liggins. Everyone borrows from somebody else at some point. I'm talking about Lucille, baby. Specialty issued it in March of 1957, and on April 27th, it hit number one for 2 weeks. It was no slouch on the pop charts either, crossing over to number 21. And so many memorable versions of that song have been done over the years. The Everly Brothers came out with a memorable one right away. I'm Matt the Cat, and we're featuring Little Richard's prime period, 1955 to 57, here on the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s Rhythm and Blues. This truly is the soul that came before rock and roll. He is the heart and soul and architect of rock and roll. It's Little Richard with Lucille.
Thank you.
A ballad that sent me some lovin', issued as the flip side of Lucille in March of 1957. Send Me Some Lovin' was cut on the 16th of October in 56. Little Richard's next single was issued in May of 57. It's Jenny Jenny backed with Miss Ann. Take two girl songs and put them on the same record. Jenny Jenny was cut in October of 56 and is one of Little Richard's biggest hits, rising to number 2 R&B and crossing over to number 10 pop. It's also one of his wildest and most frantic. Here's Richard Wayne Penniman with Jenny Jenny.
Jenny, 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 won't you come along with me? Jenny, 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 won't you come along with me? Jenny, 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 you know that I love, we can live so happily. Jenny, 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 spin it, spin it, spin it, spin it like a spinning top, spin it, spin, spin it, spin, spin it, spin it, spin, spin it like a spinning top, spin it, spin, spin it, spin, a crazy little part, your heart will see us real and rock. Jenny, 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 rings and pearls, Jenny, Jenny. So happily, Jenny, Jenny, ooh, Jenny, Jenny, spin it, spin it, spin, spin it like a spinning top, spin it, spin, spin it, spin it, spin it, spin it, spin, spin it like a spinning top, spin it, spin, spin it, spin, a crazy little part, you ought to see us real and rock, Jenny, Jenny, ooh, Jenny, 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 you know that you my girl, Jenny, 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 ooh, Jenny, 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 you know that you my girl, Jenny. Diamond rings and
pearls. Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week, since we're featuring Little Richard, I want to go all the way back to his very first single for Specialty Records. The A-side was Tutti Frutti, and we heard Tutti Frutti at the end of our early Little Richard special. But what we didn't hear was its flip side, I'm Just a Lonely Guy. It was recorded at the same session as Tutti Frutti, September 14th, 1955, and was issued with Tutti Frutti in October of 55. It failed to make the charts itself, but man, it's a glorious slow burner that's just full of soul, and it's this week's great 78. Here's Little Richard and his band with I'm Just a Lonely Guy.
I'm all alone, alone in this world. I'm all alone, and I lost my only girl. I'm all alone. Yes, I need someone to love. I'm all alone, alone in this world. What's that? If my baby can be found, I'm going to the river, jump overboard and drown. I'm just a lonely, oh lonely, lonely guy. I feel so low down, oh, 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 feel so low down.
Listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
I
Richard with Miss Ann, half of his girliest single, featuring Jenny Jenny on the flip side. Miss Ann rose to number 6 on the rhythm and blues charts and crossed over to number 56 pop. It was actually recorded before many of these recent singles. Miss Ann was cut on February 7th, 1956 in New Orleans. Up next is a great Little Richard tune that was featured in the Alan Freed rock and roll movie, Mr. Rock and Roll. The song is Keep a Knockin', and it's one of his best. And just like She's Got It, Keep a Knockin' was recorded with Richard's road band, the Upsetters. She's Got It was recorded in Hollywood. Keep a Knockin' was cut in an unknown radio station in Washington, D.C. Wilbert Lee Diamond Smith is on sax. Nathaniel Buster Douglas on electric guitar, Olsey Basie Robinson on bass, and Chuck Connors on drums. Specialty issued Keep a Knockin' in September of 57, just before Little Richard denounced rock and roll and gave it up altogether for the ministry. He went out on top with Keep a Knockin' hitting number 2 R&B and crossing over to a whopping number 8 pop. In earlier demos of the song, he says, "I'm drinking gin and you can't come in." So I want to start Keep a Knockin' with a little bit of the demo version of the song and then move on in to the hit single version. I'm Matt the Cat and we're featuring the wild years of Little Richard, 1955 through 1957. Here's Keep a Knockin', a song originally recorded by Louis Jordan, even though he doesn't get writing credit on the Little Richard version of the tune. This is the soul that came before rock and roll, the Juke in the Back with Keep a Knockin'.
Keep a knockin', but you can't come in. Keep a knockin', but you can't come in. Keep a knockin', but you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try it again. You said you love me and you can't come in. You said you love me and you can't come in. Woo! You said you love me and you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try it again. I'm drinking tea.
can't believe you wanna leave. When you know it hurt me so, dying on bending knee. Oh, begging please not to go.
One of my all-time favorite Little Richard songs, I Can't Believe You Wanna Leave. That tune was written by Little Richard's friend and rhythm and blues rock and roll pioneer, Lloyd Price. It was probably recorded on the 1st of August, 1956, in New Orleans. Specialty issued it as the flip side to Keep a Knockin'. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you've enjoyed this week's tribute to the wild man of rock and roll, the late, great Little Richard, whom we lost on the 9th of May, 2020, at the age of 87. He was the originator, the architect of rock and roll, and one of the main shapers of the early rock and roll sound. He gave us so much, and we are so grateful. Thank you, Little Richard. Remember, until next time, soul, it's not a black thing, it's not a white thing, it's a feeling. And you'll get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, The Juke in the Back. Now, just a few minutes ago, I alluded to Little Richard giving up on rock and roll and turning full-time to being a preacher. Well, he was still under contractual obligations to Specialty Records, so they got him into the studio to cut a bunch more songs, and he remained under contract with them until 1959. Richard soon started recording gospel, going to theology school, and preaching. But thankfully, in 1962, Little Richard returned to secular music. He would end up having the Beatles open for him on one European tour, the Rolling Stones open for him on another European tour. Well, we're going to go out this week with one of my favorite Little Richard records. This one was his first release of 1958. It actually came out in January of 58. It's Hey, 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 Hey. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you dug the show, and I will catch you on the flip side next week, everybody. Let's go out with Little Richard. Woo!
Going back to Birmingham, way down in Alabama. Going back to Birmingham, way down in Alabama. Oh, yeah. But see my old Aunt Mary and my good old Uncle Sam.
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.